40 years back, I was in prison. It was for my political activism. And on that time, the military rulers and other things in Bangladesh have to pass a long way such a time. But now it is a democratic country. We are now doing everything in a democratic process in our elected government. And we are very happy that our prime minister is a woman, and especially the Sheikh Hasina. She is very, very take the importance of the women empowerment. And everywhere now in Bangladesh, and also in the army position, everywhere women are now in Bangladesh working in a good way. But question of patriarchy, that really make women troublesome in everywhere. So our law and also the practice, it is important, the rule of law. And on the question of rule of law, we are really exercising. We are practicing. We are not that much that we can do.
You're pushing for it because the special rapporteur at the Human Rights Council, who just reported on violence against women, repeated the fact that there still is no international instrument that stops violence against women. I guess you've got to start on a country level. How is Bangladesh?
Now, because we have law. On the question of this violence against women, we have a very good law. But who will really implement the law? Those people, and they ignore. They are reluctant. They are unaware of the law. For that reason, these are happening. And so it is important government should take more positive action, more affirmative action for those things.
And one way that you can push for more equality, and one of those results would be less violence against women, presumably, would be women's equal access and full participation in governmental power structures and decision-making bodies. And that's, in fact, why you're here at the UN at the moment. You're taking part in a Human Rights Defenders panel, and you've also taken part in the Human Rights Twitter campaign, Reflect to Protect. If you want to see the hashtag, go online to Reflect to the number 2 Protect. So you feel that that's another way of getting in and pushing women's rights?
Yes, in my job for the last 44 years, I'm protecting these things and defending the rights of the women. But not only for the women, it is for the human being. Beijing gives us the space, and from that space, all over the world, now women are going ahead.
Just let me take you back to something you've said in the past. You said a woman who stands up for the rights of women lays herself open to aggression and hostility. Did you have any idea what you were getting yourself into as a student when you started becoming politically active?
No, all that time I never feel like that I am a woman. But when it comes, when I was in prison, the torture like anything to me in the prison, that time I feel I'm a woman. And after that, when we come to the workplace, then I feel, yes, I'm a woman. When I come to the process of leadership in the party, on that time I feel I'm a woman, because from everywhere the pressure comes. Everywhere you say another outlooks that I never seen. So these things really make me more stronger to fight out. And then I'm fighting for that.